It's the Married with Children. Wait.
No.
Married with Channels podcast. It's been so long, I forgot what the hell we call this thing.
Yeah. Summer break.
Summer break. My voice has been shot. As you know, our two listeners don't. Been fighting a cough, phlegmy, whatever thing for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, gone through all the hullabaloo.
Yep.
Of antibiotics and steroids. And boy, by the end of the radio show, it's like, I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, you don't have much of a voice left anyway.
I think we're on the road to recovery. Hence the getting back at it.
Here we are.
And honestly, since Game of Thrones ended, it's been kind of like, eh. But we should be better about this. Whole thing.
We are watching other things. I didn't think so until I started going through this Emmy nomination list. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've watched quite a few of these. I see some things like, oh, I'll have to remember that next time we need something to watch.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to Stranger Things probably.
Yeah.
I want to touch on Dead to Me.
Okay.
But today... this episode, the focus is on Emmy nominations.
Yes.
Which, I'm not an awards guy. I think it's all a bunch of, like, stroke fest and a lot of the credibility of these awards and the nomination process is suspect.
Sure.
And that's really kind of born to truth with these Emmy nominations. And I'll get... the reason I say that is because Game of Thrones... was the most nominated.
Yeah, what was it, 32?
32 Emmy nominations.
Yeah.
And that's this season. That's not the show, the whole series. That's
just
this
season for
yeah,
real?
I mean, yeah, the Emmys is once a year.
Yeah,
so
that's
this
disappointing.
Is, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like easily, not even arguably. The cliche is arguably this is one of the worst seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's much argument there. I think if you ask 10 Game of Thrones fans, probably 8 of them would say, yeah, this was not the best season by any means.
Sure.
So it kind of throws me for a loop why this would be so nominated. It's like they're just kind of going off the old the fumes off of an old tank.
Hmm.
You know, the Emmy people. They're like, it's Game of Thrones. And it ended. And... it's Game of Thrones. So here's your nominations.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just kind of floors me. When I saw that, I expected like a Best Actor nomination or two.
Yeah.
You know, but drama series? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that.
I mean, Emilia Clarke is nominated for, like, Best Actress.
Yeah.
And even that is just suspect because she had two notes that season.
Right.
One was, love me, Jon Snow. Let's make this work. Help me be the queen. And the other one is, I'm going to kill everybody. I'm
right.
So pissed off.
Right.
There was a lot of nuance there.
No, and I don't think that was her best work either.
Yeah.
I think I've seen her better.
Yeah, agree.
On previous seasons.
Yeah, I don't know what the voters, whoever is on the board of trustees or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What kind of committee selects these nominations? Is it like critics? Is it?
Good question.
I mean.
Good question. I don't know. It's probably something similar to the Oscars where it's an academy, you know, made up of writers, actors, directors, producers. And
so do they just sit around and watch all the TV?
I think so. I mean, I think they probably get screeners.
Okay.
If I had to guess. Just going by what I know. What I know the Oscars do is they send out screeners to the Academy voters.
Sure.
Whatever time of year. And they're supposed to watch them and you know, fill out the ballots.
Okay. Well, I mean... yeah, I don't know. When do they do that? Far enough ahead of time, or do you have to wait until, like, would they have cast these nominations after that season had ended for Game of Thrones? Or is it midway, or...
good question.
Okay.
I would guess there's probably, if I had to guess, the networks know when that all happens. So they're not going to air a brand new season so that the voting starts halfway through their season, you know?
Okay.
They want to get all their pot in before they lay their cards down.
Okay. So the season most likely probably ended. So they did see it all the way through.
I would
think
so.
Well, maybe they were in love with this season until, you know, week four.
Maybe.
You know, but that just happened to be when they cast their ballots or for these nominations or whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even with the best episode, like even the, what was the battle at Winterfell?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually what the title was, but we know what, you know.
Yeah.
Fought the zombies, White Walkers.
The White Walkers, yeah.
Even that wasn't that great. Like of all their big battle episodes, you know, Hard Home, the one with the green explosion crap that, what's his name?
Yep. It's been a while.
I know,
we need
right?
a refresher course
Tyrion?
In names and battle names.
Tyrion? Peter Dinklage's
yes.
character? Yeah, that one. Those are all like really good, memorable, exciting battle episodes, but that one was just... And there was nothing... This season was just crap. And I'm just... To put a cap on my thoughts on this Emmy nomination process for Game of Thrones, they just gave him the nomination because it's one of the best, most revered TV shows of
it
the
is
last
hyped up
20, and, 30 years.
Well, it is hyped
if
up.
If not all time.
And it is talked about a lot. People are talking about it a lot. Even if you hate it, you're still talking about it.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Even if you are a diehard fan and you're disappointed and, you know, super, you know, into the show, people are still talking about it. So, I mean, I can see why it's a nomination. The good part about that is that they haven't won. They didn't win all 32.
They probably will, though.
What? You think they're going to sweep it?
Well, let's look at the competition they have.
Sure,
Better
sure.
Call Saul.
Excellent show.
Bodyguard.
I hear things.
I hear things.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, Killing Eve.
Wonderful show.
Ozark.
That one's all right.
I like Ozark. I'd like to get back to it.
Yeah, I feel like we kind of stopped.
It's one of those shows that, well, let's just go through the list, finish it up here.
Okay.
Ozark, Pose.
Never seen that one.
Never seen it. Succession.
I've never seen that one either.
This Is Us.
I haven't watched that either. Everyone talks about that.
I don't want to cry.
I don't want to cry either. I don't need drama, sadness.
But
I don't want to cry.
Back to Ozark.
Yeah.
I like the show.
Yeah.
And you and I both like it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Haven't got to season two. And I think that's mostly because we like the show, but this other show came on and we're watching that instead.
Yeah.
Or
definitely.
Just, I don't know. It's not one that's like, shut up. We got to watch Ozark.
Sure.
Pose never saw that.
Yeah.
That just, nothing about that draws me in. And if that was one of those shows that I don't have no interest in, but I hear a lot of people are raving about it, I might check it out.
Sure.
I'm not hearing that. Succession, I heard, is okay. Like, it started slow, but if you go through the whole first season, it's really good.
I don't know. I think I saw a trailer or some. Maybe I caught some little clip of it. Nothing about that moved the needle for me at all.
Yeah.
It was just, I have nothing there for me.
Right.
No, thank you.
And This Is Us. And
yeah. I tried to watch that. So I tried to binge watch it a long time ago when it was first originally airing. When was that? I don't know. It's been on for a while now, hasn't it? A
couple, 3 years ago?
Yeah. So I tried to start it. I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure I tried to start it, like, binge watching during one of our child's hospital stays, so it was like stop, start.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I never got past like a certain point in the first episode ever. Every time I tried to watch it, so I was like, okay, another time. And then I just never went back to it.
Well, and also, I think in that context,
mm-hmm.
you're watching This Is Us, which is a emotional, family-charged drama, and you're sitting in our daughter's hospital room where she's, you know, there's emotions and, you know, you're not getting any sleep. I don't know. It seems like that's way too much. Yeah. I'd want to escape.
Well,
I would think you'd like Game of Thrones would be perfect for that.
I don't know, because like I ended up binge watching Call the Midwife. There's a lot of emotional.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why you're doing
there.
That.
Yeah,
there's like babies dying
in
that
I
show.
I know I would cry sometimes.
You
yeah,
glutton for punishment.
A little bit there, yeah.
We've talked extensively about Killing Eve. No need to cover that. That's a fantastic show.
I think it's wonderful.
Bodyguard sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard good things. Funny enough, it stars, what's his name, formerly of Game of Thrones, Robb Stark.
Yeah.
Who got killed at the Red Wedding. So maybe we'll check that out sometime. Let's move on to comedy series.
Well, I mean, you went through the list, but I got to say, out of this list, I think my number one winner has to be Better Call Saul.
I agree.
I think it's just so good.
I think that or Killing Eve for me.
You know, I had a couple issues with a couple of things on Killing Eve.
Like, is it mostly this season?
Mostly this season. It was.
Yeah.
It was mostly kind of all of the kind of back channel dealing with Carolyn and what's his name? Her handler.
Constantine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just kind of some of that and their characters and like. I couldn't remember, you know, the pregnant lady's name. Like,
oh yeah,
some of the supporting roles weren't well written yet.
Yeah,
how about that?
You know, I agree. I think season two of Killing Eve, it was good.
Yeah,
the first season was better.
Okay,
but yeah. I'm not quite sure how I like the ending of Killing Eve. I still think it's a great show.
Sure.
But yeah, I think Better Call Saul is probably should be the winner.
I agree.
I think that
all
show
around.
Is consistently good, consistently interesting, sometimes funny, sometimes intense.
Yes.
But always good.
And you get every character and their story and who they are and why they are important to the story.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's move on to comedy series real quick. I'll just run down. Barry, Fleabag, Good Place, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek, Veep.
So
for comedy series.
I've seen a few of those, a handful.
You know. Barry we love.
Yep.
Fleabag?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't talked about it. We've watched a few episodes.
Yeah.
It's an interesting show. You mentioned how when we first started watching how you don't know if you like the character talking, breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Character talking to the camera.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I do either, but it seems to work on this show.
It does seem to work.
And I don't know if it works or if that you just get used to it. Like on House of Cards,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Young man rapey Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Was, you know, he did the same. It was the same type of thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is weird. But then you get used to it. It's like, whatever.
But I think the difference between the two, using those two, like, yes, you do kind of get used to it. But for House of Cards, it wasn't excessive during dialogue between characters. For this show, it just seemed a little bit more. It happened, you know, like the characters would say a line. There's a fourth wall line. Say a line, you know, it just was kind of almost too much of it,
yeah.
I guess. And so I was kind of like, I'm not sure about this. But
Fleabag overall, it's an okay show. It's like a show for me. It's like nothing else is on. Yeah. We'll watch Fleabag.
Sure.
Good Place, I hear really good things about.
I haven't seen that.
I don't know if I could tell you what it is. I get that mixed up with, what's the one with Veronica Mars girl?
Kristen Bell.
Yeah,
see,
and Ted
Danson.
See, I
thought Danson. This was that one.
Maybe that is it. Is that it?
I don't know. I'll click on it.
I think that's probably it.
That's what show I thought it was, too. I have not seen that show, so I don't know.
I think
Ted
that's
Danson.
It. Yeah, that's it. So, sorry. I got that mixed up with some. Yeah, I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, we've watched a few episodes.
Yeah.
Good. It's a good show. You know what I like about it? I think what makes me like this show is it has that Mad Men vibe.
Sure.
Obviously, it's set in about the same era.
Yeah.
But it has that kind of, I just like a show set in the 50s, 60s.
Because you're an old soul, an old man.
Maybe. You know,
Yeah.
it's It's almost like when the shows are set non-present, old, you can kind of strip away some of modern-day distractions and get down to, like, what's more important is plot, character, writing, sure. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's probably a little harder to write a show or a movie set in the modern times and keep it grounded. But this show's, I think you agree, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's not like, again, it's not like Ozark where it's like, shut up, get out of the way. Go to bed, kid. I'm trying to watch the TV.
Yeah, which like it's a lot. Tuesday at 8 o'clock. It is time for us to watch this.
Yeah. And also my issue with Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay.
Is the actress who is nominated? She's too acty.
Yeah, a little.
She's
bit.
Very like, I gotta do this. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's kind of a frantic dialogue with her and her parents, and it's even with hushed tones, they're kind of like,
yeah.
Like it's just really fast clipped dialogue, I think.
And it doesn't seem like there's much distinction in her delivery when she's like in her folks' apartment versus when she's doing her stand up.
Yeah.
She's always kind of like doing this kind of thing, like, here, well, dad, if you didn't let him watch a TV, you'd be like,
yeah, a little bit.
It's like big, 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 bang, bong. And maybe that's on purpose. Maybe that's actually, you know, a direction in the script is, you know, she talks that way. But and it just comes across as I'm acting.
Sure. Yep.
Thoughts on that, Ms. Maisel?
Mrs. You know,
Moose?
It's good. It's there.
But it's good. It's there.
It's not something that we, you know, reach on the tallest shelf for.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Russian Doll on Netflix. Interesting show.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's different. I liked it. It's a little bit of funny.
Would you call that a comedy series, though?
I don't know if I would.
I don't know if I would either. It, like Barry, kind of has its fingers in other pies.
Yeah.
And a couple things.
Yep.
I think Barry's probably more the comedy than Russian Doll.
You know, quite a few of them kind of have that. You know, Fleabag kind of takes you on a little bit more of a different emotional journey with that character. You know, Barry does that. Mrs. Maisel does that, you know, with her, you know, her personal life stuff. Russian Doll. The only one that I've never seen The Good Place and I've never seen Schitt's Creek. Mm-hmm. The only one that I feel like is true comedy that doesn't really have that drama peppered in is Veep. Like that
is definitely
just straight comedy.
Right. That's a good observation. I mean, Schitt's Creek, I've seen a couple clips.
Yeah.
I think definitely Veep and most likely Schitt's Creek are your real true comedies.
Sure.
Veep, this past season, the final one, I liked it. I think earlier seasons were better, but it still had that kind of quick pace, that snappy comeback thing. It's a little implausible, but I like shows where every character kind of has, like a quick snarky comeback, a poppy comeback.
Yeah.
And Veep is good. And who do you want to win here? Barry, Fleabag, Good Place, Maisel, Russian Doll, Schitt's Creek, Veep.
Oh, man. I got to go with Barry.
Oh, okay. I'm with you on that. I want Barry to win. I think Veep will win. It's got the whole Game of Thrones thing where it was the final season. Critics love it.
Yeah.
My guess is Veep is going to win.
I mean, Veep is the true comedy there, in my opinion. And it is funny. I will say, though, I think some of the other seasons, previous seasons, were better than this one. It wasn't bad. There was funny moments, but I'll say I think the Jonah Ryan character was too ridiculous.
That was a little over top.
And Amy going to work for him and her interaction with everybody, that was just odd.
On paper, that seems like she would never do that.
Yeah.
But when you stop and think about the characters, they are like uber ambitious, highly competitive, got to keep their iron in the fire of, you know,
yeah,
the political scene.
Sure.
Like if Amy left the Serena Kyle campaign and went to go do HR at IBM, she'd be miserable.
Sure.
She's got to be in that
mode. Game.
In the game.
Yeah. I just think that, and it wasn't that that wasn't understandable for her character. It was just kind of over the top acting and writing there for
right.
me. I don't know. It just got a little bit ridiculous.
Let's,
yeah.
I don't think we're going to cover every category.
Sure, sure. What do you want to go to next?
Maybe just quickly, limited series, just talk about a couple. Chernobyl, Escape at Dannemora, Fosse Verdon, Sharp Objects, When They See Us.
All right. I've only seen two.
We've seen two of those.
Yeah.
Chernobyl and Sharp Objects.
Yeah.
Which were great shows.
Agree.
Chernobyl, I was surprised at how good that was. Like how entertaining that was.
Yes.
I expected to go into that thinking, I'm just going to be so sad. And oh, people's faces melting from radiation and Russian, you know, communist, just cover over it. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
But it was actually way more entertaining and interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I learned something.
Right? I think I feel like I got smarter.
Yeah. I didn't know Chernobyl was like the worst
nuclear
disaster.
Well, I didn't even know how a reactor works, you know, like his little presentation at the end where
it
was visual aids. It was like, huh, I actually feel like I understand this. Cool.
But still, though, couldn't you get a better visual aid than blue, red, wooden blocks?
I guess, but I think, you know.
It's communist Russia.
And it's the 80s,
It's the 80s. I do think, though, did we talk about Chernobyl on this podcast?
They didn't have a Prezi.
What?
They didn't have a Prezi back then.
What's a Prezi?
It's like a presentation. It's like a slideshow.
Oh my God.
It's like a new term for that. And I'm like, you mean like a PowerPoint? Yeah, like that, but better.
What is it with people abbreviating things? The video that went with this Hollywood Reporter link I sent you.
Yeah.
The girl goes through it and she says noms.
What's Instead that?
Of, it's oh, a nomination.
No. Oh.
She kept saying, it got four noms.
Yeah.
And she kept saying noms. It's like, God damn it. Mix in a nomination here and there.
Yeah. I don't like it when people say Dems for Democrats. Like, what's Republican?
I got a couple words for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's Chernobyl was good. Sharp Objects was good. Like that.
Very good.
Good, like family drama stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I've heard good things about When They See Us. I'd like to watch that. It's about the Central Park Five.
Yeah.
Escape at Dannemora. I heard good things about that too.
Yeah.
We'll skip over television movie because we done seen none of that.
Yep.
Lead actor in a drama series, Jason Bateman from Ozark, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, Kit Harington, Game of Thrones, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Billy Porter for Pose, and Milo Ventimiglia for This Is Us.
I got to go with Bob Odenkirk on that one.
I was thinking that or Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Because he's bringing the drama chops, yet he can still be kind of an asshole in the show.
I think what his charm is that he's always kind of him. He's always kind of the same.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's always just kind of him. But I think Bob Odenkirk really brings it.
He is surprisingly good.
Yeah, in that role.
And it's interesting, that character in Breaking Bad was pretty one-note-ish.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's kind of like a shyster lawyer.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably what they told him they wanted.
Yep.
But in Better Call Saul, like, he's really been able to expand that character and show you different shades and sides of it. And he's not just a shady lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of getting to that point.
Right.
But it's interesting. He's doing a really good job of showing, like, he's a guy who loves his brother, wants to be a lawyer, and is trying to do the right thing. Stuff happens. He maybe has to cut some corners, find his own way into getting legal stuff done.
Right.
And he's shown you a lot of notes, I think. You know, you're seeing sadness. You know, you're seeing some kind of humorous moments. It's a very nuanced role, and he's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, I think it just all around, it's just such a good performance by him. So I think he deserves that one.
Lead actress in a drama series, Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones, Jodie Comer, Killing Eve, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Laura Linney, Ozark, Mandy Moore, This Is Us, Sandra Oh, Killing Eve, Robin Wright, House of Cards.
I gotta go with Jodie Comer on that one.
Agreed. She's, again, nuance.
Yeah.
You don't know if she's... There's so many layers to her character, and she's really hitting all the right beats with, you know, when you expect somebody like that to be... You know, like, if she's playing a scene where she's trying to be empathetic, and you still think she's thinking about cutting their head off.
Right. Like, you just... There's something off about her. You don't trust her, and there's just something there under the surface that either she lets you see or she doesn't. You know, she's really good at hiding it. So, yeah, I think that's a wonderful performance, and you know, there's several accents involved in that role as well.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and. You know, she has to kind of slip into lots of other characters, too, you know.
She's done Russian, she's done British, American.
Yeah, the most recent one was the American accent and role.
Like the
and
trust fund, South Beach, or Southern California trust fund baby.
So I think for kind of a newcomer into into our TV scene, I think she's really doing very well.
I think she is too. Yeah, she's really good. It's a stark contrast to Emilia Clarke.
Yeah.
Who's, I like her, she's fine.
Yeah.
But especially this season, just been really kind of one or two speeds on that performance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the list and I just don't feel like she belongs with the rest of the group. I mean, they're just, you know, Laura Linney on Ozark, even Sandra Oh on Killing Eve, Robin Wright, House of Cards. I've seen a few episodes of How to Get Away with Murder, but that's not one I watch regularly. Mm-hmm. But Viola Davis, you know, just amazing talent there. And it just, I don't think she's quite at that caliber yet.
You know who I don't think belongs on this list?
Yeah.
Robin Wright.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's playing, it's the same thing, the whole series with Robin Wright.
Sure.
Cold, icy, calculating. There isn't a lot of, I'm not seeing any other kind of flex of other type of emotion. Maybe the character is just that way, but I would think there'd be some, usually you can see some sort of little nuances about what's going on, you know, something other than just the one beat. I'm a cold, icy bitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we wrap it up there? Is there anything else you want to talk about with the Emmy nominations? I'd like to point out Christina Applegate nominated for lead actress in a comedy series. I thought that's cool.
That is cool, but I don't know if I consider that one a comedy entirely either. It seems more of a drama. It has some comedy peppered in there, but that seems more of a drama series. I mean, it's kind of along the same lines as some of the other ones, like I guess those are in the comedy category. So.
Yeah, no, it's the lines are blurred anymore.
Yeah.
Unlike Veep, you know, that's a good example of, that's kind of the only one, aside from Schitt's Creek, that's like a true comedy.
Sure.
What's interesting is, back to the comedy, I think I got this right. There's one network show nominated.
Oh, yeah.
In the comedy series. Good Place. There's no CBS. There's no ABC.
Right.
There's no Fox comedy.
Right.
Just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the lines are blurred. There's what's a drama is sometimes a comedy and vice versa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win that one real quick?
Lead actress? Who do I want to win or who do I think's going to win?
Who do you think's going to win?
I
Wait, Who do you want to win?
I want Christina Applegate to win.
Yeah?
Because I think she's... Because remember, she started out as... was it Kelly on Married
Kelly
with Children?
Kelly Bundy,
you know, just this the hot blonde daughter who's dumb and likes to hump.
Yep.
You know, and she's really progressed from that.
Yeah.
I mean, Anchorman, she showed us she's got some comedy chops. And
yeah. What was that TV series we watched her in, too?
Oh, yeah, with Will Arnett.
Yeah, that was
Can't remember
good.
The name of that.
I can't either, but that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was decent.
I liked seeing her on television again. And acting, you know, having a lead role again.
And this one, she's showing, she's got some real dramatic chops on her, too.
Yeah.
Even though it's a, quote, comedy.
Yeah.
I
will say I had to, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead was on television the other day. And every time it's on, I just get sucked into that movie. I don't know why.
I think who's going to win lead actress comedy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus or Catherine O'Hara? I think because they're kind of on the tail end of their career. Not tail end, that's...
Oh, me.
Well, they've had an established career.
Put them out to pasture. Here, give them an award before they croak out.
They have an established career. They are, you know, especially Julia Louis-Dreyfus. This is the last season of Veep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think... If I know Academy voters, they like to reward, like, oh, you did a good long job and you're an established person and here you go.
Hmm.
So I don't think Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she's out.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Brosnahan, I hope, doesn't win because, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Why? Who do you want to win there?
I got to go with Christina Applegate.
Cool.
Yeah. I think she's... doing a really good job. And I think, like you, I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus will win.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she does have a distinguished career, but...
Another thing that might work against her is I believe she's already won.
Yeah.
So if she hasn't, if Julia Louis-Dreyfus has not won an Emmy for Veep, she will win it this year. I'd almost guarantee it. All right, anything else? Great acting from Mahershala Ali in True Detective.
Yeah.
Jared Harris in Chernobyl.
Yep.
Those guys did really good.
Yep.
Worthy of those nominations.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Again, the award shows, who cares? The only reason I care about it is because I'm just blown away by the Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah.
I expected a nomination or two, but not 32 fucking nominations.
I know, but you know...
For a shitty season.
Well, they haven't won. And I'm also encouraged by the fact that a lot of the shows that we do watch or have watched are on here. Like, sometimes you and I get really into stuff, and we're like the only two people in the world that like it, and then it gets canceled, and we're all like, no, but that was really good.
Are there any shows that we like or that you like that haven't been nominated?
Ooh, I don't know.
That were left off the list that maybe should have?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. Anything on HBO that we watched?
I mean, maybe True Detective. Was that nominated?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was nominated for limited series. Mm. No, it was not. Just Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, I think, well.
You know who should have been nominated for that show is fucking Stephen Dorff. That little prick did really good. He's like 5'2". But he's usually one of those guys I always pictured as the Hollywood star who's always at the clubs smoking his vape cigarettes and hitting on chicks half his age.
You know, I think because he got that kind of bad reputation when he first came onto the scene and... You know, I don't know. I don't know much about him. I didn't pay much attention.
He did really good in True Detective. Credit where it's due.
Sure.
He had a fine performance. All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, you don't want to talk about anything else?
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, we'll talk about Dead to Me and Stranger Things. We're just about finishing that up.
Yeah.
Season 3. And more, as we hope to get back to some more... Married with Channels podcast episodes.
Hopefully, a little bit more regular.
Now that the cough is subsiding and have a voice. And
kids finger.
Jody's highlight fetishizing is over. You know what highlight is?
It's a sport.
Yeah, they play in Miami.
It looks like cricket.
I think it's from Cuba.
It looks like lacrosse meets cricket or something like that. I don't know.
So we'll be back with more Married with Channels podcasts on the whatever this is podcast device app you're listening to.
Yep, yep.
Till then, thank you for listening. I'm Moose.
I'm Jody.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's make out.
No.